2022 Growing Intentional Families Together blog. It is titled Getting to the Heart of the Conversation. At the heart of every conversation is a desire to connect with another person. It involves a speaker and a listener. Each is an essential component. Communication is an interactive loop of listening and speaking. But unlike an inhaled breath that enters our body intact, the meaning of one's words is infinitely varied. Tone, volume, body language, and emphasis all influence how our words are received and perceived. Consider the simple two-word sentence, I can. Imagine speaking it in several ways. With surprise, I can. With defiance, I can. With anger, I can. With pride, I can. With hope, I can. The same two words can communicate totally distinct messages. Is it any wonder that our communications so often go awry? Too frequently, our words impact our listener in a way we did not intend. Instead of feeling understood, we feel invalidated and unheard. Instead of finding comfort, we find rejection or indifference. This is also true in conversations between parent and child, where conversation mismatches are not uncommon. While love and connection were the intentions at the heart of the conversation, the reality proves quite the opposite. Recall for a moment a conversation which you began with high hopes, only to find your effort crashing on the rocks like a faltering ship. A mom recently described her heartfelt effort to share a connecting conversation with her child. Quote, "It drifted away like a helium balloon without a string." Unquote. The sense of her good intentions ending in disappointments was palpable. I suspect we have all experienced similar hope and disappointment. Communication would appear to be a simple affair. One person speaks, the other listens, and then they switch positions. The listener becomes the speaker, and the speaker becomes the listener. From direct experience, we all know that this idealized, serene interaction is the stuff of fairy tales. Too often, our family conversations don't create warm fuzzies. If we are honest with ourselves, the motive at the heart of some of these conversations is grounded in a different intention and has a different agenda. Those conversations are usually thinly veiled efforts to lecture, nag, micromanage, and criticize. Unsurprisingly, those kinds of conversations do not come across as very loving, engaging, or satisfying. Adoption adds additional layers to this communication dynamic, and so the possibility of a miscue increases. Research has revealed that adoptees often listen through filters that reflect any, some, or all of the seven core issues of adoption. I'll list those at the end of the blog. It is important for us as informed adoption-attuned parents to keep these issues in mind. Remember, too, that we also have our tender spots that can be easily and unintentionally triggered by an awkward turn of phrase or tone-deaf, clueless, yet well-intentioned conversation. It is also useful to keep in mind the idea of speaking in the preferred love language of each family member. When parents strive to communicate in a way that speaks to a child in their own preferred style, it will help build the child's sense of being seen for themselves, a profound need for our adopted children. This will help ensure that we are speaking in a way that they will want to listen. To learn more about love languages, read these blogs from our past archives. 1. Love Languages, Adoption and the Anger Connection. 2. The Power of Saying, I Love You. And 3. The Language of Love Has Many Dialects. As we aim to keep love and connection at the heart of our conversations, we do well to pause, reflect, and be intentional when we speak. When it is our turn to listen, how can we keep connection at the heart of the conversation then? Listen to this month's podcast for tips on how to be an effective listener. We would love to hear your thoughts. Email us at giftfamilieservices.com or leave a comment on our Facebook page. Check out our Instagram and Twitter accounts too and leave a comment there as well. As promised, I'm going to itemize the 7 core issues of adoption. They are 1, loss, 2, rejection, 3, guilt and shame, 4, identity, 5, intimacy, 6, mastery and self-control, and 7, grief. If you are interested in reading more about these core issues, read the book The 7 Core Issues of Adoption and Permanency by Sharon Rosia and Allison Maxson. Thank you for listening and happy parenting. And remember, adoption matters. Read about it, learn about it. Thank you.